Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and I'd like to welcome back to the show, Brett Harada. Welcome back, Brett.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Back again.
So Brett is here for our Thanksgiving episode because a few weeks ago when he came on the episode talking about our spiritual disciplines and what he's been doing with middle school regarding spiritual disciplines, I had asked him what God's been highlighting to him recently, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was having an attitude of gratitude. And I thought, wow, that has to do with Thanksgiving, and it's coming up pretty soon. So I invited him back to come talk about that for this episode.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I know I've been on quite a few times, but it's always a good time to be able to have a discussion and hang out and talk.
Yeah, I'm always thankful that you're sitting 5 feet away from me, that I can just grab you and get you to come on the show. So Brett, regarding an attitude of gratitude, what's God been showing you?
Yeah, if I try to think back to why I initially said that, I think, in this season, for myself personally, Brittany and I have been able to start to make our home, been able to have a bunch of different people over, from family to friends, and it just makes it, at first it's a little overwhelming, but I think in the grand picture, it, like, some nights we'd go to bed and I'd be like, I can't believe, like, we're able to do this. Mm-hmm. I think just even coming out of COVID and, work being shut down, and a lot of questions came into play about the future, right? And for everybody. But I think just speaking for myself, certain things didn't seem like maybe it was in God's plan or it was lining up. And so just to see how God has provided in so many different ways, from work opening up to just, different opportunities at work. And then the housing market was crazy, but then us getting connected with somebody, there was just a lot of avenues of, like, Brittany and I trying to be obedient and listen to what God was doing, even when it was really difficult. And then seeing where we are now, it's like, all of those areas were areas that only God could have orchestrated. And so I think back then I was just kind of reflecting and thinking about how thankful I am for, like, work, to be able to pay for, to live on this earth and pay for a house, and then to have a house to host people and friends and family and have them over. And then, moving forward, getting to host a small group and then being blessed by that, and just the people that come into the home and hoping that they feel like, they can feel God's presence, or that we, want to have a community of people that can support each other. And so it was just one after the other. I could see these domino effects of, like, areas of thankfulness. And that's why I think I originally said what God was highlighting to me is just this attitude of having gratitude.
Yeah, and recently, I think it was yesterday, we were talking and you'd shared that God's been highlighting even more stuff about being thankful. Can you share about that?
Yeah, so this past Wednesday night, we had our small groups Friendsgiving. We wanted to do a little fun gathering. We just finished our intimacy curriculum. Shout out to Pastor Barry. If anybody is thinking about a curriculum to go through, I would say pray about that one. That one is really good. And I'm sure all the other curriculums are good too, but I can only speak to this one, and it is really challenging, but it was really good. But that's time for another podcast or story. But we had our friends giving, and it was awesome. We had two shabu pots going. We did hot pot all together. There's about 10 or 11 of us. And before everybody was coming over, Brittany and I were just prepping stuff in the kitchen, cutting vegetables, making the broth, all this stuff. And I just turned on YouTube onto our TV and was just playing worship music to kind of just invite the presence of the Lord, and just to kind of set the tone, and just even get Brittany and I in the right mind frame before we host people. And it's midweek, so some people are like, I can only stay this long, or it's busy, or I'm gonna come late. And some of that stuff can be frustrating, but just reminding ourselves, like, no, people are making an effort to come. And so we were listening to a song, and it was a kind of like a compilation of songs, because I think it was Brandon Lake, Amy Grant, and Maverick City. They all had a live, like, Maverick City choir song. And, we were just listening, and there had been a couple of songs that played before, but then Amy Grant said something in the middle of while they're singing, and was kind of talking to the people and saying how, you know, when we give thanks, research shows that when you have thankfulness, you can't have anxiety. So like anxiety and thankfulness can't coexist at the same time. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like randomly she's just talking about this and it's on our Thanksgiving. And so it kind of had been stewing in my head of what at least one thing intentional we can do at our Friendsgiving to resemble a Thanksgiving thing. And, you know, I was initially thinking about, I talked to Brittany about it and I was like, you know, it's one thing to say we're thankful for stuff, you know, the cliche go around the table, say one thing you're thankful for. And I think that's good. But just having gone through the intimacy curriculum and just us trying to set the time and be intentional, I felt like God pressed it upon my heart to ask everybody, you can share one thing that you're thankful for, but what's one way that we can express or show our gratitude? Mm-hmm. So we'll actually like live it out, right? Like it's one thing to say it at a table with people and just say, I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for A, B, C, or D. And that's great. That's good to recognize it. But what can we do to take it a step further so that, yeah, like we're more living it rather than just saying it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I also opened by expressing that, you know, sometimes holidays is not actually fun for people, right? Like it can provide a lot of stress. It can provide like, oh God, I got to be around family I don't want to be around, or haven't seen these people in forever, or maybe meeting new people, or maybe it's hard because you're not going to be able to see family or friends. And so there's just, it's not always, unfortunately, the happiest times for people. But I challenge them in saying, you know, okay, I also did look up what Amy Grant said to make sure that she wasn't just saying something, making it up. And so there is research and a bunch of articles that pretty much in simple form say, when you're anxious, you're focused on the negative. Mm-hmm. And when you're thankful, you're focused on the positive. And so by focusing on the positive and being thankful, you are less inclined to worry and think about the negative. And so I pretty much was just telling our group, like, you know, I know that maybe the holidays might not be good for all of us, but if we can express and focus and live out our attitude of gratitude, then some of those anxieties, some of those bad feelings, those negativities won't bother us, or it'll be harder for us to be put in, you know, a bad mood or feeling negative about a situation because mm-hmm. we're coming from a place of thankfulness.
Yeah, I'm getting so many different thoughts as you're sharing this, mm-hmm. Brett. It's such a thought-provoking topic. Anxiety has been something that's been very personal for you. How do you mm-hmm. receive what she said? Do you resonate with that? How does that go with you?
Yeah, I mean, typically when somebody brings up anxiety, I think especially in the world and culture we live today, I tend to be very guarded, just because I think, not that there's misconception, but sometimes I feel like people share or say things that sound good or seem like, whether they're empathizing or speaking on behalf of such people as people who deal with anxiety or mental health. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's not always, I guess, the truth of it, or it seems more like a wanting to be a part of something or fight for people or be politically correct than rather telling it how it is or speaking the truth. And so I typically am pretty guarded and, yeah, but I think when she said that, I've been learning to I can process pretty quickly. So instead of just kind of going through an analytical process and then cutting it out, I've been trying to be better at kind of sitting with things and asking the Lord, like, is this something that you want me to receive? Because maybe I don't want to, but if the Lord wants me to, then I should. Mm-hmm. And so when she said that, I tried not to just be like, she don't know what she's talking about. But I was thinking about it. And as I kind of sat with it and processed it deeper, you know, a lot of times anxiety bothers me because, you know, when you're anxious, you're oftentimes worried about yourself. Even though it may feel like it's an outside circumstance, It's like, I don't know, I feel like I can't breathe, or what if I can't leave, or what if I get stuck, or what if I get an anxiety attack, or how are people going to see me? And so even though those things sometimes feel like you're projecting outside of you, it's really what's going on the inside, mm-hmm. right? And so I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, okay, how does being grateful or thankful or having gratitude lessen anxiety? And I think what it really does is it takes you somewhat outside of yourself, or thinking just about yourself. Mm. Even if you're thankful for something for yourself, the gratitude or thankfulness is something like beyond that. So like for me, it's like, I'm thankful for the house that God provided for us. Mm-hmm. And so even though I get to live in the house and host people, it's like that God provided the house. It's taking me outside of myself and seeing that, okay, God did this. Mm-hmm. And I think just that idea of getting outside of yourself and focusing on something else, and also focusing on things that are good, things that have been promised or things that have been given to you or blessings that you receive, that is a total different mind frame and perspective than focusing on things that haven't happened or mm-hmm. what ifs, and I'm scared about this, or what happens about this, or I need to do this, or yada, yada, right? It's like you're focusing on the present and the things that are going on, and the things that you do see, the things that you can feel, the things that you can be a part of and be aware of, and not so much on the wandering thoughts or the fears and worries. And so for me personally, I can see how it could be helpful. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't think it's like a solve.
Yeah,
it doesn't take it away, but it is one way to help combat that and to a lot of times mentally put yourselves in a better perspective and mind frame to deal with life or just move forward with what's going on and not getting stuck with paralyzed anxiety or things like that. Mm-hmm.
Earlier, you talked a little bit about there's a difference between speaking Thanksgiving and actually being thankful.
Mm-hmm.
As you were talking about that, it kind of brought to mind a story that I had that really made me wrestle with what does it actually mean to be thankful. So actually there's two stories. So one of them is I was at a camp one time, and it was a Christian camp. So before we ate, the speaker or someone came up and said grace. So they prayed and they thank God for the food. And so we're about to eat, and it's camp food, right? So it's not like we're going to a gourmet restaurant or anything. It's camp food. And so we sit down to eat. I start eating my food, and the person next to me, he takes a bite and then stands up, takes his plate over to the trash and just throws it away.
Yikes.
And that what I felt like, it was like, wow, like, why did you throw that away? And he said, oh, it's because I don't like the food. And then something didn't sit right with me. And I was kind of wrestling with the Lord. It's like, when we say we're thankful, like, what does that actually mean? Are we just, when we pray, is like, are we actually really being thankful, or are we just saying we're thankful?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so for me personally, I was like, okay, if I'm going to say that I'm thankful, I need to respond in a different way. Like, even if it's something I don't like, if I'm going to say I'm thankful for it, then I need to respond. And it brought to mind this other story when I was wrestling with God in that moment, brought to mind this other story of when I was in junior high. I was meeting with Darren Santani. Shout out Darren, if you ever listen to this episode. when we were at Cerritos Baptist Church, they had this program for one summer. I feel very blessed to be a part of it. They called it SIBS. It was Serving Your Brothers and Sisters. And they had one of the college kids paired up with one of the junior hires. And so Darren was in college at the time, and I was a junior hire. So we got paired up, as he was my older brother and I was the younger brother, and he would drive me around and we'd hang out. And so one time we were hanging out at my house. We both like playing Legos, so we were playing Legos, and it was a little bit before we were supposed to go to Friday night at Cerritos Baptist, and my mom made dinner, and we had to kind of rush out. So she wrapped it up and made it to go, and she had made us a nice trout.
Mm.
And so we get to Cerritos Baptist, we eat our dinner. I thought nothing of it, right? And a couple weeks later, we go out to a restaurant or something, and people are talking about what they want to eat, and they ask Darren, "Oh, I'm going to get the fish. What do you think about that?" And Darren's like, "Oh, no, I don't really care for fish." And I looked at him, I was like, wait, a couple weeks ago, my mom made fish and you didn't say anything. You ate the whole thing. Like,
yeah,
what happened? And his response was, you know, your mom made it for me. So I'm just thankful that she thought of me and wanted to provide a meal for me. So I wanted to eat the whole thing. And I was like, wow, like Darren really made an example of what it means to be really thankful. Like he ate something that he didn't really care for. And he knew he didn't really care for. It's not like he just tasted it and was like, oh, he knew going into it that it was something that he wasn't necessarily going to like.
Yeah.
And he ate the whole thing. And to me, when I felt like that came up when I was at this camp, when I got this memory, I was like, this is what it means to really be thankful. And it was cool. So I really appreciated Darren in that moment, especially just the model that he gave to me of what it looks like to be thankful.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I think, again, it's good to recognize and say our appreciation, or, you know, even give thanks and prayer to the Lord, but it's another to, like you said, live it out. And I think I'm always for the idea of not just talking about it, but being about it. Mm-hmm. And so if you've ever talked to me, or I know my small group have heard that, I'm always about, like, I want to be about it. I don't want to just talk about it. And so, I guess even with this podcast, we're going to have to make sure we're being about it after talking about it.
Yeah, I think that's one thing about being a podcast host or being on the podcast regularly. It's like, oh, I actually have to live some of these things out.
Yeah.
You know, as we were talking about Thanksgiving and just having this posture, you know, that's a key word that you talked about last week.
Yeah.
From middle school. It's just having a posture of Thanksgiving and what does it look like for us? Brought to mind another story that I had. I was eating dinner with a friend up in Seattle. And, you know, normally towards the end of the meal, people start getting out their credit cards to start paying for So he pulls out his card, throws it on the table, and then as I'm about to, you know, thinking I'm going to split it, especially because it was him, and then it was my whole family. So, you know, in my mind, normally the person with more people would probably be the one paying.
Yeah.
So he throws his credit card on the table, and as I'm about to take mine out, he puts his hand out, and he says, no, I got it. And I said, okay, thank you. Because, you know, at Catalyst, we're learning how to receive, right? So so I said, thank you. And then he goes, good, you're not a blessing blocker. I was like, what? What's a blessing blocker? And he said, you know, I wanted to bless you by being able to take you out and take your family out to dinner. And I wanted you to be able to receive it. So it allowed me to be able to bless you, to see that you're receiving it. But then it also blessed me that what I was setting out to do to bless you, you received it, and that's my intent. And I was like, whoa, I've never heard that before, but it makes so much sense. And I was like, oh, and I probably ruined it by asking what it was, right? But as we've been sitting with this topic and theme of Thanksgiving, really what I've been sensing is that God doesn't want us to be blessing blockers. God wants us to receive more blessing by recognizing the blessings that we have already, right? And so when we live in a posture of thanksgiving, then we recognize the ways that he's blessed us, and we're able to experience that blessing because we're being thankful for it. So either way, when I went to that meal with my friend, I would have eaten and I would have enjoyed the meal.
Yeah.
But because I was thankful for it and for his provision, you know, him paying for it, then I was able to receive the blessing of the meal, right? And so for us, some of us, we have so much stuff, but we're not able to receive it as blessing because sometimes we feel entitled to it. Sometimes we feel that we earned it, but God wants us to experience the blessing portion of it. And so when we receive it with thanksgiving, then we're able to experience the blessing that he's given to us.
Well, that's huge. And, I can't help but think of Thanksgiving as a prelude to, like, Christmas, right? And in holiday season, I think it's, you know, Halloween, and then sometimes people just jump straight to Christmas. But Thanksgiving could be, and I think is, purposeful in preparing ourselves and our mindset to be thankful, and where does that stem from in the ultimate gift that we all have received, right? Mm-hmm. And Thanksgiving is just, or we celebrate it maybe twice because we have two sides of family or whatever, or we do it with friends and stuff, but living out an attitude of gratitude is something that we could probably all work on every day. And I think I kind of, not at loss for words, but it just puts into perspective, like, when we are able to live from that place, like, it just, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to see the blessing that God wants us to have is huge. And there's a lot of things we take for granted. And I can hear my parents in my head saying, like, you know, it reminds me of being a good steward of what we do have, being a good steward of the blessings that we can be thankful mm-hmm. for, right? It's one, like we said, to be thankful for something, but then to receive the blessing in it is a whole different ball game. And it makes me more excited for Thanksgiving, and even reflecting right now of all the things in my life that I'm thankful for, and not seeing it in a new light, but it, carrying an extra weight because of the blessing that comes with being thankful.
Yeah, as you were talking about, I personally, I don't normally think of it in that sense of, yeah, we go from Halloween, and then, you know, a lot of people on Thanksgiving are thinking about Black Friday, right? So mm-hmm. it's like already, I'll be driving around, and it's like I'm going to a Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll see Best Buy, the line out the door and around the corner, and all these people are in line to get something for Black Friday
mm-hmm.
and then Christmas, right? And so it's like these are all like consumption things, right? It's like, how much candy can I get on Halloween? What's Black Friday? What can I buy on Black Friday? What can I get on Christmas? It's all these consumption things.
Mm.
And I think there's a purpose to that, that the enemy is trying to make us forget about Thanksgiving and being thankful because he doesn't want us to receive the blessings that God has for us.
Mm.
And so by taking us from all these things where it's, I want more, I want to consume more, I want what I don't have, and missing out on recognizing the things that we already do have and the blessings that we do have, then we're allowing the enemy to rob us of God's blessings.
Mm.
And so what I feel like I want to, you know, share about with this episode is God wants to bless us, and he wants us to be able to experience his blessing. And sometimes for us to be able to experience his blessing, it just takes a posture change.
Mm.
And changing that posture to a posture of thanksgiving. And so when we have that posture of thanksgiving, then we're able to receive and experience the blessings that God has for us. And there's also side benefits to, like, maybe lessening anxiety and things like that too.
For sure. No, that's cool. And I guess, yeah, when you bring up the enemy and maybe him not wanting us, I mean, I guess him not wanting us to receive the blessings or experience that, I guess he's the ultimate blessing blocker. And so if you put it in that frame, it's like we don't want to align ourselves with being a blessing blocker, but instead we want to align ourselves with the one who authors all the blessings mm-hmm. and be able to receive those things. And so I know receiving can be hard, but I think when you put it in that frame of mind, maybe it helps people to be able to receive better and not just think of it as like a greed or a whatever they associate it with, but more like this is an opportunity for you to experience what God wants to bless you with. And so be thankful.
Yeah. Brett likes the term alley-oop. So let's throw ourselves an alley-oop by having a posture of thanksgiving so that we can really receive the blessings that God has for us.
For sure. Shout out to Amy Grant, Darren Santani, all those people throwing us some alley-oops. And so, I'm excited to celebrate now Thanksgiving. And I hope this episode gets some people in the mood to celebrate Thanksgiving as well. And maybe just take a step back and recognize the areas that maybe God is trying to bless you in, and maybe you're not receiving it or you're not allowing God to do that.
Yeah. Thanks again, Brett. I know I always say thanks, but I really do appreciate you coming on and being so open to coming on so many times in a row, and just always being available. I just really appreciate you.
No, I appreciate it too. And I am thankful for our church and this podcast that we have this type of platform to have these discussions, to connect with each other and the listeners, and just bring up things to talk about and wrestle with, and things that we could be about and not just talk about. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for you and all the wisdom and knowledge and charisma you bring to the podcast. And so I'm looking forward to what's in store.
All right. So hopefully everybody out there has a great Thanksgiving and you're able to celebrate it with friends and family and just really be able to be in alignment with the Lord and having a posture of Thanksgiving so that you can receive the blessings that he has for you. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.